Bill Anderson and Jan Howard here on the Star Program. It's called I Thank God for You. About 13 minutes after 2 o'clock, we continue on with more sounds. And by the way, when I gave the time, you know what I forgot to do? There, now we're even, okay? Let's hear some more sounds now. Requested sound is by Arlene Harden, and it's called With Pen in Hand. Ink blotter alongside of me, plenty of paper, a trash can, and an envelope, and 2 stamps.
With pen in hand, you sign your name. Today at 5, I'll be on that train, and you'll be free, and I will be alone, so alone. If you think we can't find the love we once knew, if you think I can't make everything up to you, then I'll be gone and you'll be on your own. You'll be on your own. Can you take good care of Tammy? Can you take her to school every day? Can you teach her how to play all the games that little girls play? Hear what I say. Night that she says her prayers. If you can do these things, then maybe she won't miss me. I'll be on my way.
That's Arlene Harden with Pen in Hand. I was going to tell you something else about that. Oh, now I remember what it was. With her pen in hand, and if you've got your pen in hand, jot this down, because the Gaston Upholstery Shop has got a special going on. And they're open from 8 to 5 every day, and they accept master charge. You can call JE7-8659. Once again, in case you didn't get it, it's JE7-8659. Ask for Edward Spence, located Highway 46 in Gaston, okay? This is Hank Williams again, 16 minutes after 2 o'clock.
In the world's mighty gallery of pictures hang the scenes that are painted from life. There's pictures of love and of passion, and there's pictures of peace and of strife. There hang pictures of youth and of beauty, of old age and the blushing young bride. They all hang on the wall, but the saddest of all are the pictures from life's other side. Just a picture from life's other side. Someone has fell by the way. A life has gone out with the tide that might have been happy someday. There's a poor old mother at home. She's watching and waiting alone, just longing to hear from a loved one so dear. It's just a picture from life's other side. The first scene is that of a gambler who had lost all his money at play. And he draws his dead mother's ring from his finger that she wore long ago on her wedding day. It's his last earthly treasure, but he stakes it. Then he bows his head that his shame he might hide. But when they lifted his head, they found he was dead. That's just a picture from life's other side. Now the last scene is that by the river of a heartbroken mother and babe. As the harbor lights shine and they shiver on an outcast whom no one will save. And yet she was once a true woman. She was somebody's darling and pride. God help her, she leaves, for there's no one to weep. It's just a picture from life's other side.
That's the pictures from Life's Other Side. Of course, that's Hank Williams. Nobody else can sing like that. Here on the Star Program, about 19 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock, is the FM chime
time.
That's right, and you can hear it right over there. It's done by Lindrum Mottrell, and it's called Color Him, Father. About 81 degrees outside. The temperature's really nice. Head on and get some sun.
There's a man in my house. He's so big and strong. Goes to work each day and he stays all day long. Comes home each night looking tired and beat. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile. When he says to me, how's my child? I say that I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color him, Father. I think I'll color him, love. I'm gonna color him, Father. I'll color him love. He says education is a thing to complete, because without it, life just ain't very sweet. I love this man and I don't know why, except I'll need his strength until the day I die. I think I'll color him, Father. Gonna color him love. I've got to color him, Father. I think I'll color him love. Our real old man, he got killed in the war. Mom and seven kids couldn't have gotten very far. She said she thought she could never love again. And then there he stood with that big wide grin. He married my mother, he took us in. And now we belong to the man with that big wide grin. I've got to color him, Father. I'm gonna color him, love. I've got to color him, Father.
Your local finance office presents How Not to Borrow $1,000, or The Acting Lesson.
Hey, Eddie, do you know anybody who could lend me $1,000?
Well, Bill's got it. You could borrow it from him.
How do I ask him for it?
Well, just go up to him and say, Bill, lend me $1,000.
Bill, lend me $1,000.
Don't sound so pathetic. You got to be a man. Just say, Bill, lend me $1,000. Speak right up to him.
Bill, lend me $1,000.
Well, that's close. Now, do it with some determination. Tell him to lend you $1,000.
Bill, lend me $1,000.
A little stronger. Stand up to him.
Lend me $1,000, Bill.
Threaten him.
Bill, lend me $1,000.
That's good. Now smile with that same intensity.
Bill, lend me $1,000.
That's fine. Good. Perfect. You've got to change your face, though. I don't like the way it looks.
Friends can give advice, but make sure it's the right advice. The currency regs say you can't have more than $1,000 in MPC on you at one time. If you get caught with more, you better have a good reason. Know and follow the currency control regulations.
That's right. If you got more than $1,000 on you, you could get in trouble for it. But if you want to stop by here at the studios, that's for J.R. Starr, and I will hold that money for you, and you know I'll give it back to you, huh? Okay. I'll tell you what we're going to play right now. We're going to play something from Del Reeves. It's called, oh, I don't know. Chuck Guy, driving son of a gun. 23 minutes after 2.
I got a cute little gal in every eastern town, from Boston to St. Louis. There's some that I don't even know, but I'm looking forward to, cause I like my women everywhere I go. So long, big wheels, don't you roll too slow. Oh, move it. Peggy Ann is awaiting in Memphis, and Betty Lou in Maine. I got a gal in Knoxville town, but man, I forgot her name, but not her figure. Oh, I remember that. I'm a kid stealing, a wheeling, dealing, a truck driving son of a gun. There goes Joe, a flying low, making up his time. From where I sit, I don't believe you'd say I'm a wasting mine. I'm moving faster than a Jimmy H. If you think I'm a losing time, you're running late. I got a steady little baby waiting, waiting back home for me. There are six more towns to go till I'm back in Tennessee, and six more women, or at least I know. I'm a kid stealing, wheeling, dealing, a truck driving son of a gun.
That's Chuck Jivin, son of a gun. Mr. Del Reeves doing that for you here on the Star Program. Hey, got a little message for you. The Union Mission needs your needs your disregarded clothes and items of clothing, furniture, appliances, newspapers, and magazines to help carry out its missionary work to help the people of our area. So, do yourself and your community a favor. Head on down there and give them whatever it is that you're not using.
Hey, Smitty, don't tell me you're writing another one.
Yeah, another poem on foot care. Here goes. Your feet are like a boat always rowing. The world's greatest pair are by far your own.
You didn't say anything about keeping your feet dry and changing socks daily and using foot powder or anything. The world's greatest pair are by far your own. The poem rhymed lousy. There ain't no such word as Owen.
Okay, I'll change it. Your feet are like a boat always rowing. The world's greatest pair by far are yours.
Now you got something.
That's a matter of opinion on that. I don't know where that come from. I was just sitting here monitoring everything, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, that come on. About 26 minutes after 2 o'clock.
Last night was the worst night of my life, no doubt. 'Cause while I stayed at home, someone else took you out. I cried 'cause I love you with all of my might, and I missed me how I missed me at your house last night. I miss holding hands, walking out on your lawn. I miss the sweet kiss that was so long. Were you happy with new arms wrapped around you so tight? I missed me how I missed me at your house last night. Did the neighbors say they noticed anything strange, like a different car parked in your drive for a change? Did they watch as he kissed you beneath the porch light? Did they miss me like I missed me at your house last night? I miss holding hands, walking out on your lawn. I miss the sweet kiss that was mine
with new arms wrapped around you so tight. I miss me, how I miss me at your house last night.
There you have it. It's called I Miss Me. That's done for you, of course, by Jim Reeves. Here in the Star Program, 29 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock. And that's time for an outlook on the weather. The winds are from the southwest at 8 knots. The expected high temperature today is 81 with an overnight low of a cool, chilly 63 degrees. No chance of snow or rain. No, there's a chance of rain, but no chance of snow or ice tonight. The outlook for tomorrow is partly cloudy, the same as today, mostly sunny. Currently under clear skies, the temperature here in Tuiwaland is 81 degrees. And there's some real high clouds today, like I said, so watch out when you look up at them. I'll tell you what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to play a little bit of Charlie Pride. And
thank you.
Well, that's all right, Charlie. It's your job. And Charlie is going to sing one for you in a minute. Go ahead,
fine.
Charlie.
I'll tell you, I get a lot of questions asked me. You know, people like to know where the artist is from. And I was born in Sledge, Mississippi, and raised there until I was about 17 years old. I live up in Great Falls, Montana right now. But I get a lot of questions, you know, asked me. Says, Charlie, how'd you get into country music and why you don't sound like you're supposed to sound? Well, it is a little unique, I admit. But I've been singing country music since I was about 5 years old, and this is why I sound like I sound. I've been singing and listening to the Grand Ole Opry since then. To give you an example, I was in Conroe, Texas. This lady, she loved Just Between You and Me. And I came in, and it was just about like it is now. I mean, it's beautiful, just packed to the rafters. And she came in, they said, yeah, says, say, he's here. So did you know he was, she said, oh, no, I have the record. She says, no. So I went on stage, and you could just about touch the audience, you know. I mean, like, it wasn't quite as high as this bandstand, but I did a couple of numbers, and finally I did Just Between You. I said, Just Between You, and she said, it's true. I got a feeling called the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Oh Lord, I don't know what to do. All I do is sit and sigh. Why, oh Lord, that last long day said goodbye. Dear Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you, she got the kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear, but when she called me sweet and dee-ay-ay-ay-dee, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over, I lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Well, I'm nobody, sugar daddy now, and I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. Say, what's the matter with me? Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. But she don't care about me. Oh, Lord, I tried and I tried to keep her satisfied. But that gal wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Oh Lord, I don't know what to do. All I do is sit and smile. Why, oh Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. But dear Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you, she got the kind of loving. And Lord, I love to giggle when she call me sweet and dee-ay-ay-ay-dee, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over, I lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Well, I'm nobody.
the lovesick blue.
Jim Reeves and Distant Drums, and that clicking sound on there was the courtesy of the FM Tuiwa Studios Fly, who occasionally gets on the turntable and rides around. You know, this is the thing that he enjoys doing the most here at the studio, besides listening to the music. And he got his foot hung up in a groove, and every time I come by, it hit him. And that's what happened, so I had to get him off of there. And he's all right, though, no problem. He'll be back with us again live on air in about 35 minutes, okay? Well, it's about 23 minutes away from 3 o'clock in the Green W Dragon Show. Right now, this is Del Reeves and Giddy Up and Go, and that rhymes. How about that?
Well, the highways that wind and wander over mountains and valleys, deserts and plains, I guess I've drove about all of them. Of course, for the past 25 years now, the cab of a truck has been my home. Well, it'd be kind of hard for me to settle down and not be on the go. Well, I remember the first truck I drove. Lord, I was so proud I could hardly wait to get her home to show my wife and my little boy. And my little boy was so excited, like when he saw his first snow. Well, he wasn't quite old enough to say too many words. He just kept hollering, "Giddy up, go, giddy up, go, Daddy." Well, so that's what I named the old truck. Oh, you know, things wasn't too bad. Of course, I was gone a lot. And after about 6 years, I got home one day and found my wife and my little boy gone. And I couldn't find out what happened. Nobody seemed to know. So from that day on, it's just been me and old Giddy Up Go. Oh, I've made a lot of friends at all the truck stops, and some of them would kid me about my little sign. Of course, they knew where I got the name, because I had told them about that little boy of mine, and how his first words about that old truck was, "Giddy up, go." Well, sir, today I was barreling down old 66, went up beside me, pulled a brand new diesel rig. Both stacks of blowing black coal. And as he pulled around and back in front of me, well, sure, a big old lump came in my throat. And my eyes watered like I had a bad old cold. A little sign on the back of the truck that read, "Giddy up, go." Well, I pushed old Giddy up, go, and stayed right on him until the next truck stop, where he had pulled up. Well, I waited till he went in and offered to buy him a cup. Well, we got to talking shop, and I said, "How did you come by the name on your truck? Giddy up, go." Well, he said, "I got it from my pa. Dad used to drive a truck. That's what Mom talked about a lot. You see, I lost Mom when I was just past 16. And I lost all track of Pop. Of course, Mom said he got the name from me." Well, sir, I shook his hand and told him that I something I wanted him to see. And I took him out to the old truck and brushed off some of the dirt so the name would show. And his eyes got big and bright as he read, "Giddy up, go." Oh, we had a lot of things to talk about. Buddy, I felt like a king. And now we just pulled back out on old 66. And he's headed to that big rig better than any gear jammer that I've ever seen. Well, sir, now the lines on the highway have a much brighter glow. As we go roaring down that road, and me staring at the little sign that reads, "Giddy up, go."
That's Del Reeves here on the Star program. It's called Giddy Up and Go. FM Chime Time, oh, about 20 minutes away from 3 o'clock. And that's time to hear from Charlie Pride. And you know, Charlie Pride is something else. He really is. He's real good.
Thank you.
Well, it's okay, Charlie.
Here's a number that I've been promising my fans all around Texas and ever, all in Florida and all wherever I've been a touring, that I was going to try and put this in an album. And we're going to try this one. I'll tell you, I learned it just the way I'm doing it. I put one verse where maybe it don't supposed to be, but this is the way I learned it when I was small, and I'm going to do it the same way.
Elijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with the Indian maid over in the antique store. Elijah, oh, oh. Well, he stood there and said he never let it show. Cause he could never answer yes or no, 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 no. Poor Uncle Elijah, well, he never got a kiss. Poor Uncle Elijah, he don't know what he meant. Is it any wonder that his face is the red? Elijah, that poor old wooden bed. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a tommy hump. The maiden work of beads and braids and hope someday he talk. Elijah, well, he stood there as a lonely as can be, cause his heart was of an old pine knotty tree, tree to tree. Poor old Elijah, well, he never got a kiss. Poor old Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that portal wouldn't see.
Have a good time.
And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid. He took her home so far away, but old Elijah stayed. Elijah, well, he stood there and said he never let it show. Oh, he could never answer yes or no.
to the red. Girl, I dream of that poor old wooden head. Oh, yours.
That's Charlie Pride, and it's called Kalijah. Here on the Star Program, 16 minutes away from 3 o'clock, with just about 16 minutes to go up till news time, then 5 minutes down to Saigon Way. By the way, the last news, when I hopped on my motorcycle and headed on down to Saigon, I got a ticket for going too fast. But anyway, we'll be going down there in about 16 minutes. What in the world is that? You hear that noise? It must be Bobby Wright's satellite or something coming this way. I don't know for sure what it is. I don't know. Just hang on. We'll get it cleared up as soon as we can.
Just in August.
Wow, it's going to take a lot more than that to clear it up. There it is. Coming your way now.
In the middle of a dusty day. Cause the rainmaker to the people. Tell me what you are prepared to say. Cause the rainmaker to the people. Now conjure up a rain today.
Cut here on the Star Program. It's called The Rainmaker. It's about 14 minutes away from 3 o'clock, and that's time for Chime Time. And there you have it, Chime Time, 14 minutes away from 3 o'clock. Got a special song going out right now by Johnny Cash. Special sound, special song, special time. I don't know what time it is, who it's going out for, what it is, but it's a special one, and this is for Mike Lasseter, and it's called That Old Egg-Sucking Dog. Johnny Cash doing it up for you. It's 81 degrees outside. Time to get out and get a little bit of sun.
Well, he's not very handsome to look at. Oh, he's shaggy and he eats like a hog. And he's always killing my chickens. That dirty old egg-sucking dog. Egg-sucking dog, I'm gonna stomp your head in the ground. If you don't stay out of my hen house, you dirty old egg-sucking hound. Now if he don't stop eating my eggs up, though I'm not a real bad guy, I'm going to get my rifle and send him to that great chicken house in the sky. Eggs up. You're always a-hanging around. you better stay out of my hen house, you dirty old egg a sucking the hound.
I've had my shots in Oakland, I've received my share of dicks, but the biggest shot I ever did get was the one they called rabies.
Hey, bartender, give me a beer.
Wait a minute, blood, sweat, and needles is on.
The medic got out a big needle and a syringe made out of glass. Then they took that great big needle and stuck it into my stomach.
Hey, bartender, how about that beer?
Just a minute, I'll be right there.
So take a little advice from me, a guy who really knows. If you don't want pain and misery, stay away from animals.
Now, what about that beer?
Sorry, man, we're closed.
Of the Orange Blossom Special playing in the background. I'd like to make a short announcement here. Got a couple words of thank you that got to go out today. First of all, I'd like to thank Mike Lassiter for the use of his albums, which made today's show possible, bringing you some of these sounds that we didn't have around the studio. And also, I'd like to thank Happy Hare, my music director, who put in quite a bit of time planning today's show. So there you are to both Mikes. Both mics. The mic I'm talking into and Mike Lassiter and Happy Hare, I owe each one and every one of you a thanks.
Make me believe. me, Santa Claus comes in September. That's all right with me, if it's all right with you. That's all right with me, if it's all right with you.
Well, that's all right with me, if it's all right with you. Of course, that's Buck Owens here on the Star Program. It's about 6 minutes away from 3 o'clock. There's that bell I was looking for. It's time to continue on.
More music.
That's right. You're hearing it right here on the Star Program. This is called Misery by Edna Lee. Oh, about 81 degrees outside.
Wonder what misery will be like tomorrow. Anything like misery was today. Wonder what my misery will look like tomorrow. He comes home again, what he'll say. Will he be gentle or come home fighting mad when I tell him it's all over and why? Either way, I'm miserably, tragically sad. All we'll be waiting here, the gun and I. Misery don't know. I followed him this evening and watched him meet her like I knew he would. Wonder what my misery will feel like tomorrow when I pull him out of his misery for good. Will he be truthful and fall down on his knees or cover up with some fantastic lie? What we had was beautiful, the devil must be pleased, for we'll do his work, the gun and I.
Well, that doesn't sound like it's too good for misery. Looks like you could be in a little bit of trouble. 4 minutes away from 3 o'clock, that was Edna Lee, and of course the song was Misery. Well, where'd that come from? Everybody's talking about what's happening around here now. I believe they're going to sing about it here in just a second. This is Nate Nutter, or Maeve Mutter, something like that. Anyway, he's going to sing it. Here it is.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. Everybody's stopping, staring. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining. Of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. I'm going where the sun keeps shining. Off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. won't let you leave my love behind.
Well, looks like it's about time to bring to close another Star program. Fortunately for you, your four listeners got your ear up against that radio because of that bell ringing in it all the time. I'm sorry if that bell's bothered you today, but I'll be back again with it same time tomorrow. No, I won't. I won't be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Saturday, and Marty J. Stone is going to be sitting in for me and giving me a day off. How about that, huh? But I'll be back coming your way Monday about the same time, 12:30, somewhere around there.